哈利路亚，赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise God.
今天主复活了。
On this day, our Lord resurrected.
所以我希望在座的每个弟兄姐妹哈，跟你的左右前后弟兄姐妹讲一句话，说主已经复活了。
Please say to your brothers and sisters around you, say the Lord has risen.
哈利路亚，感谢主，主复活了，我们感谢主。
Hallelujah, thanks be to the Lord, for he has risen indeed.
今天的诗班呢，真的是把我们带到主的宝座面前。我们心里充满了感动。
We thank the Lord that the choir this morning has really brought us before the throne of God. How touched our hearts were.
你看我们的钢琴手，我们的提琴手，我们大提琴手、击鼓手，还有吉他手，感谢主，这些年轻的孩子们一起来服侍神，我们真是感谢主。
And just see what a great team we have. We have pianists, cellists, and violinists, and guitarists, and with also the drums. We really have such a great group of teenagers who's also partaking in worshiping and serving our Lord. Hallelujah.
看我们中间的十班弟兄姐妹花了很多时间来训练自己。
And let's see our choir and how much time they have spent in rehearsing and just giving their best to the Lord.
大家希望不希望这样的十班每年多来几次
？And don't you all wish that we can have the choir performing more often?
我们非常感谢主啊！我们巴不得常常有这样的十班，把赞美荣耀归给复活的主。
And we really thank the Lord, and we pray that we'll have a choir like this more often so that we can really give the worship and the praise that he deserves.
今天是复活的主日，所以弟兄姐妹知道我们今天要分享的信息是关于主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Today is a resurrection Sunday, the Easter Sunday, so we know that the sermon is going to be about his resurrection.
弟兄姐妹知道整个基督福音，整本圣经重视的是圣洁。上帝的作为。
We know that the entire gospel is centered around the theme of God's miracles.
神迹就是讲上帝的作为。
What are miracles? These are the works of our God.
道成肉身是神迹。
The Word became flesh. That is a miracle.
复活是神迹中的神迹。
And resurrection, being raised from the dead, is a miracle of all miracles.
弟兄姐妹，我们信仰的基石就是耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, that is a foundation of our faith.
如果没有耶稣基督的复活，没有基督信仰。
Apart from the resurrection, there is no such a thing as Christianity and Christian faith.
没有复活，根本就没有福音，因为死亡就是所有人的终结。
Apart from resurrection, there is no such a thing as a gospel because death will be the destiny for all.
没有耶稣基督复活，也没有新约。新约 New Testament.
And apart from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no New Testament.
没有耶稣基督复活，也没有主的教会。
And there is no church apart from resurrection.
没有复活，也没有敬拜。
No worship of God.
没有复活，也没有传福音。
And there is not the Great Commission.
但是弟兄姐妹，没有复活，人类没有盼望。
Without resurrection, there is no hope for humanity.
没有一个人有永恒的盼望。
Not one of us will have eternal hope apart from the resurrection.
俄国有一个作家叫契科夫。
There is a Russian writer, Chekhov.
他讲过一句话，他说人生下来的时候。你就发现这个眼前有个黑点不断的晃动晃动，等到你生命快结束的时候，你才看清这个黑点，原来这个黑点是粉末。
He once said that when a man is born, there is a blind spot in front of his eyes, and it's always oscillating in front of him throughout his lives. And when he gets older, he realizes that blind spot is actually the graves.
没有复活。坟墓是所有人的归宿。
If there is no resurrection, the grave, the tomb, is a destiny for all mankind.
我们不喜欢听这样的话，我们讨厌这样的话。
This is not a pleasant topic.
无论是中国人还是其他国家的人，很避讳讲死亡两个字。
Regardless if you're Chinese or if of any nationality that you may be of, that everyone are not pleased to discuss the topic of death.
我们中国人有很多委婉的言语来讲死亡，比方说去世、立誓啊、作古，或者皇帝死的时候说驾崩，不能叫皇帝死了哈。
There are in Chinese, there are many euphemisms used to describe death. Which I'm not going to detail here, but
无论用什么词，事实是一样的，那是死亡等候每个人，死亡是生命的结束。
However, whatever euphemism you may choose to use, death is death, and bare minimum, everyone would die.
你知道我今天准备讲到的时候，我就想一想，我们中间有这么多的 teenager， 是不是要讲死亡这两个字呢？我们中国人很避讳啊。
And this morning, even I was considering about my sermon, I was thinking there are so many teenagers, it's a little bit too morbid talking about death.
但是一个人常常想到死亡的人，他大脑不正常，但从来不想到死亡的人，他不会成熟的。
If someone who's often thinking about death, there's probably some problem with him psychologically. However, if you never consider death, that also means that you are not a matured person.
当你想到死亡的时候，你想到生命的终结，我怎么度过这一生，怎么面对死亡？
Because very often when you think about death, you think this is the end of your life. So we challenge you to think, how should I spend my life and how should I face death?
如果死亡背后什么都没有，坟墓是人生的结束，所以我们想到死亡的时候，我们充满了恐惧和绝望。
If death is the end of all things, and if the grave is a destiny of us all, then we are right in having fear regarding death.
但死亡背后有复活，那你想到死亡，却不是充满恐惧和绝望。
However, if there is resurrection following death, then the attitude we ought to have towards death is not that of despair or of fear.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活。所以我们想到死亡不是恐惧而充满了盼望
Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead when we think of death we have hope and not fear
所以基督徒在想到死亡的时候你是知道你是怎样过一个智慧的人生盼望的人生而不是恐惧的人生
So when Christians considering death we ought to think about how we could count our days and living a wise life and hopeful life
有人说你讲到死亡是太消极，其实不是消极。当你连死亡都没有让你恐惧的时候，你的人生是充满了积极向上的动力。
And people may comment saying that it's too pessimistic to think about death. However, this is not pessimism. When we're pondering upon resurrection after death, this is positive attitude. This is optimism.
弟兄姐妹知道，对华人来讲。在这样的一个日子当中，除了庆祝耶稣基督复活以外，对基督徒来说，我们还庆祝另外一个节日。大家知道这什么节日吗？什么节日？清明节。
And for the Chinese, when we think of such a day as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we often come into association as another Chinese festivity, which is the holiday of Qingming.
中国的传统文化里头充满了人的智慧。
There is really so much human wisdom embedded in the Chinese tradition and history.
它让我们在每年有一天来纪念我们死去的亲人，哀悼我们死去的亲人。
They will set apart one day of the year to really pay respect and also to commemorate the deceased, those that we loved and who are no longer with us.
弟兄姐妹明白一个道理，复活节和清明节是有本质区别的。
However, there is a fundamental difference between the day of resurrection and the day of Qingming, where you pay respect and remember those deceased in our lives.
清明节是一个悲哀的节日，是个无可奈何的节日。
Because the day of Qingming is a day of great sadness and sorrow, and also of helplessness.
我们知道，我们庆祝我们纪念 我们的祖先我们的亲人走了，我们的后代将来有一天同样来到坟墓面前纪念我们。
Because we cannot help but think that even as today when we come before the tombs and graves of our beloved and we remember them, that we are also reminded that one day of our children, they will also come to a similar place to remember us.
清明节是提醒我们在坟墓以外没有盼望。
It is a reminder that there is no hope outside of the tomb.
但是复活节告诉你生命的结束不是盼望。
However, resurrection tells us that the tomb, the grave, is not the end of life.
我刚才说了，清明节是告诉你我们中国人的智慧，华人的智慧，中国传统的智慧，但是复活节告诉你那是上帝的智慧，上帝的大能。
For the day of Qingming embodies the wisdom of man, the wisdom of Chinese traditions. However, the day of resurrection embodies the wisdom of God.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活了，打破了死亡的句子。
For Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, he has overcome death.
我每次讲到耶稣基督从死里复活，那么有人心中就想，真有这回事吗？
Often when I mention the resurrection of Jesus Christ,Many people questioned, is it really real? Is it really true?
你问你自己，你相信耶稣基督从死里复活了吗？
And be true to your own heart and ask yourself, do I really believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead?
有人跟我讲啊，他说你不问呢，我觉得我好像相信，你一问呢，哎，我真不知道呢。
Many people replied, well, if you didn't question me, I think I believed.But now you really ask me and I really ask myself, I am not sure.
我们常常想，你看我们的身边呢，的朋友一个个的先后离开我们走了，我们的前辈一个一个离开我们走了，从来没有看见他们中间一个人回来过。
And when we think about our lives and look around, we remember the people who had gone before us and the people who continue to leave us from this world.And none of them have ever returned.
中国人讲啊，人死如灯灭，死了就死了，什么都没有了。
There is a Chinese saying that the death is as if the candle has been blown out. When you die, you die. There is nothing left.
根据我们自己的经验，我们从来没有见过一个死人从死里复活。你让我相信耶稣基督从死里复活，很难。
And it is not in the experience of any of us that we have seen a dead man returning from the dead. So ask me, do I believe in the resurrection of Jesus? I'm not sure.
是弟兄姐妹，不要说我们中间有几个人不信，当初主耶稣的门徒也不信。
And it is really no surprise that perhaps some of us here do not really believe in the resurrection.Even for the disciples of Jesus Christ during those days, many of them doubted it.
你们知道，看看整个四福音最后几章都是讲的主耶稣从死里复活。每次讲到复活的时候，都说他们不信，怎么可能？甚至路加福音告诉我们，门徒认为那是一种胡言乱语。
And if you look at all the four Gospels.At the end, recorded the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and all of them recorded the doubts and the unbelief expressed by the disciples.
你们知道今天我们读的这位马可福音，主的门徒早晨带着香膏去坟墓做什么？
And if we look at the passage we just read in the book of Mark, that some of the women they went to the tomb with spices, what were they doing there?
他们是去看复活的主吗？
Were they there to see the resurrected Lord?
No. 他们不是看复活的主，他跟我们中国人在清明节上坟的时候那个心理是一样的，去看死人。
No, they did not go see the risen Lord. They went there with a similar heart and attitude as those of us who go to see to pay respect to our ancestors on the day of Qingming. They're burdened. They're sad.
他们知道耶稣死了。他们所爱的耶稣死了，所以他们去看耶稣的尸体。
They went to see the dead, for they knew that Jesus Christ had died. They went there to see his body.
那个香膏就是抹尸体用的。
The spices were taken with them in order to anoint the body, the dead body.
跟我们中国人上坟的时候带一些祭品差不多。
This is not all that different when the Chinese would go to the grave with some food offering or whatsoever on the day of Qingming.
他没有想到耶稣会复活。
Because they did not expect that our Lord will rise.
但是弟兄姐妹，你发现一个问题吧？耶稣在上十字架之前多次告诉门徒，他三日以后从死里复活。
But let us do remember that there are many times before the Lord was crucified that he mentioned to the disciples that I will rise after 3 days.
但他们听不进去，因为那不过是个笑话。
But it did not, they did not remember. They didn't think it was real.
他们里面充满的是生活的经验，这个世界所给他们的经验，这个世界所给他们的知识，这个书本所给他的知识。
Because what they operate upon are the experience from their own life, what they have been taught, whether it's by book or by experience.
死人怎么可能复活呢？这个世界从来没有告诉你死人会复活啊，没有哪一个书本告诉你会复活啊，没有哪个科学家告诉你会复活啊，没有哪个教授告诉你人是会复活啊。
How can the dead resurrect? For there is no such a book recording the resurrection of the dead. There is no such teaching taught by professors or Nobel laureates or any of the great people. And there is no prior precedence of dead being raised from death.
弟兄姐妹，当你的心里头装满的是这个世界对你所讲的话，上帝的话，你再也听不进去。
When your heart is filled with the wisdom of the flesh, wisdom of this world, the wisdom of God cannot enter into you.
耶稣基督复活，弟兄姐妹记住，耶稣基督复活不是一个尸体，他突然从死里复活了，尸体里头本身有一种功能，让他重新的恢复，这不是复活。
The resurrection of Jesus is not just about the revival of the physical body.
将来有一天我死了，我不可能我的尸体里头突然有一股力量让我重新站起来。
And if one day I died, it's not possible for there to be certain mysterious force in my body to raise my flesh.
复活是神迹中的神迹，是上帝的作为。
For the resurrection is the work, the miraculous work of God. It's a miracle of all miracles.
复活是上帝，是天父让耶稣基督从死里复活。
For the resurrection is the act of God. For God willed Jesus Christ to be raised from dead.
如果你不相信有神，那我们没办法讨论复活。
If you do not believe in God, we cannot even begin the discussion on resurrection.
如果你相信一个创造宇宙的充满大能的这位主，从无当中造了有，他让一个人从死里复活，有什么难？
However, if you truly believe in a God who created the heaven and the earth, who has made everything out of nothing, then is it a trivial thing should he want to raise someone from the dead?
根据这个世界的经验，你没有办法理解复活，因为复活是上帝的大能。
Based on experience of this world, you cannot believe nor understand the resurrection, because resurrection is almighty power of our God.
所以我们每次来到主复活的主的面前，我们知道这是上帝的作为，让耶稣基督从死里复活了。
So every time when we come before our living God, living Lord, we know that it is the mighty work of God who raised men from the dead.
我们基督徒很自豪啊，因为耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
For us Christians, we have much to boast, because the tomb of Christ is empty.
所有的坟墓里头都有尸骨。所有的坟墓里头都是装死人的，但是耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
There is death and decay in every single tomb, but the tomb of Jesus Christ, it is empty.
耶稣基督那个坟墓不是主的归宿。
For the tomb is not the destiny God planned for Jesus.
你知道这个现代人呢、啊、有一个特点，什么特点呢？就是人会怀疑。
You know, there is something that really characterizes modern man, which is skepticism.
你怀疑一切。
That you ought to be skeptical about everything.
有人怀疑啊，说圣经里面所讲的耶稣的复活，可能是耶稣的门徒杜撰出来的、想出来的。 立造的一个事实。
For some people, some people who are skeptical and they say, well, perhaps the whole story about resurrection is a fabrication made up by the disciples of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你可以这样怀疑，但是我告诉你，你这种怀疑的本身也是怀疑的。
Sure, you can be skeptical upon such as this. However, there is your skepticism itself.There is much to be skeptical about.
为什么呢？因为四福音所记载的主耶稣的复活，如果正是门徒们所律造的话，就是不是今天这个样子了。
For if the recorded resurrection account by all four gospels, if it was made up by the disciples, it would not appear as the four gospels as we have them today.
我为什么这么说呢？在主耶稣那个时代啊，大家都知道哈。圣经所讲的主耶稣首先是向女门徒们显现，向姐妹们显现，然后这些姐妹们，这些女门徒们来向那些男门徒来报告。所以圣经里面讲的最先见到主复活的是女门徒，所以圣经是这样记载的。
For as it is, the Bible records that the angels first appeared to the sisters, the womenAnd then later on, the women relate the news to the male disciples of Jesus Christ.
如果当时这些门徒啊要骗你的话，他们绝对不会这样记载。你知道为什么吗？因为在古代啊，女性是被歧视的，女性讲的话是受人家怀疑的，甚至女性都不能在法庭里头来做见证，因为你作证的话，没有人相信你。按照我们中国人，换句话说，女人讲的话。不能当真。
Why do I say so? Because So if the disciples they really want to fabricate a story, they wouldn't have listed account as it had happened here. They would not have the women bring witness for resurrection because during those time women were despised and their testimonies were accounted to nothing. They were not credible.They were not even allowed to witness in the court.
当时门徒们知道这一点，但是他们不能改变，因为这是事实。你不相信没有关系，但这是事实，是女门徒们先见到了复活的主。
The disciples knew that, however, they still faithfully recorded in the Bible. They did not change anything because that was the fact. That was the fact, and that was true. And indeed, the Lord revealed proclaimed his resurrection first to the women.
从这一点帮助弟兄姐妹理解圣经的记载是可信的。
So from that perspective, it is really an evidence that to the credibility of the gospel recording.
圣经里面讲了主耶稣有一个弟弟叫雅各，雅各在主耶稣还没有上十字架之前，他根本不信耶稣。
And it's also recorded in the gospel that Jesus Christ has a half brother whose name is James. And prior to crucifixion, James did not even believe in Jesus.
甚至在耶稣世上传道的时候，他的弟弟还嘲讽他。
And he even made fun of Jesus during his days of preaching.
你知道后来雅各变成个什么人吗？雅各变成一个祷告的人，常常在圣殿中祷告。根据早期教会的历史史料记载，雅各的双膝盖啊。上面浸满了厚茧，因为常常跪在那儿祷告，那个厚茧就像鹿头皮一样那么厚。
And do you know what happened to James later on? Later on, he became a man of prayer. He often kneel in the sanctuary and pray. And he prayed so much that it was recorded that his knees were so callous. The callous were almost as thick as the skin of the camels.
弟兄姐妹，在主的面前，你思考。一个不信的雅各变成一个爱祷告的雅各，而且雅各还不仅如此，最后为耶稣殉道，被刀杀死。
And later on, he was martyred for holding true to his Christian faith.
如果你有一个哥哥，有个弟弟，你愿意这样去敬拜他，整天这样祷告，最后为他殉道吗？
And so what happened to that great transformation? What took place? If you have a sister or brother, would you be so willing to pray to him and to die for him?
因为你知道他不是神，不值得你敬拜他，不值得你为他殉道。
You probably wouldn't, because you know that he's not God.
但是 但是雅各被改变了，为什么？圣经告诉我们说，耶稣复活以后向弟弟雅各显现，这在哥林多前书十五章第七节。
And however, we know that something happened to James and he was transformed. Just as recorded in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that Jesus appeared to his brother James.
圣经中还讲到保罗，保罗是有知识、有学识、啊、有地位，但是他被主完全的改变，因为他看到复活的主，他的生命改变。
And there is also Paul. Paul is a man of social status. He is trained.He's a scholar. However, God also changed his life.
他一生传道的时候充满了各种各样的危险，在海洋当中有翻船的危险，在陆地旅行的时候有强盗抢劫他的危险，在教会当中有人误解他的危险，但是他从来没有否认耶稣基督。
And during his life of preaching in his ministry, he suffered much. There was perils of the sea, there's perils of the robbers, and he was all even misunderstood by brothers and sisters within the church.
他最后在罗马为主殉道，被刀刺死。
And finally, he was martyred in Rome.
知道为什么吗？因为保罗亲眼见到了复活的主，复活的主向保罗显现，保罗的生命全部被改变。他知道跟荣耀的主相比。他的那个学识，他的那个社会地位，根本不值得一谈。
And so what happened to Paul? That's because he saw the resurrected Lord, and seeing his glory, that everything else in this life was counted as nothing.
保罗知道，福音是真的，基督是真的，复活是真的，为他传道是一种荣耀，为他死是一种恩典。
For Paul knows that the gospel is based on fact. The resurrection is a fact. And he knows that to preach the gospel is an honor, and to die for Jesus Christ is of grace.
我知道我们中间很多人学数学的，还有我们年轻人将来有一天要学数学。你们知道在法国以前有一个法国一个著名的数学天才叫 Pascal。
And I know that many of you are mathematicians, and maybe some of you are inspired to be a mathematician one day. And you might have heard of this French mathematician, Pascal.
我们中间可能也有人学统计的，那么统计学的鼻祖就是 Pascal.
And he's also really the person who, I think if you're interested, if you're into statistics, he's also the one to look upon.
Pascal 在三十一岁的时候，完全跪在主的名下，他完全认识了主。
And at the age of 31, Pascal really came before the Lord on his knees, and he knew his Lord.
后来他死了，死了八年以后，人们在整理他衣物的时候，在他上衣的这个衣边上发现了一张纸条。
And So 8 years after he passed away, when people were going through his belongings, they found there is to the collar of his shirt there is attached a little note.
这个纸条上你讲什么呢？是讲他一起见到复活主那个荣耀的经历。
And on the little note was what he saw when he saw the glory of the resurrected Lord.
这是上面他的话，我读给弟兄姐妹听。他说，1654年11月23日，星期一晚上10:30，大概到12:30左右。
1654 and November 23rd, and it was a Monday. It was evening, night around 10:30 to 12:30.
然后他下面写了几个大写的字母 ，F I R E.
And in capitalized letters, F I R E, fire.
火。然后下面说亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Fire, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac.
不是哲学家的神，不是学者的神。
Not the God of philosophers, not the God of scholars.
下面几句话，去信无疑，内在的喜乐平安。
And believing beyond doubt, and inner peace.
然后下面几句话说，耶稣基督的神，耶稣基督的神，我的神，你的神。
The God of Jesus Christ, the God of Jesus Christ, my God, your God.
然后后面接着三句话，几个字，喜乐，喜乐，喜乐，喜乐的泪水。
Joy, 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 the tears of joy.
然后后面说，耶稣基督，耶稣基督，但愿我永和你，永不分离。
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, that I may never be separated from thee.
这是一个数学天才遇到耶稣基督写下了这句话。你知道今天有很多宗教骗子，他告诉你他会怎么样怎么样，但是巴斯卡尔这个人不是这样，他把主给他一个荣耀的经历，他放在衣服的边上，没有人知道，他是用那提醒他自己，说八年以后人家点他衣物的时候才知道他有这个永美的经历。
This is the encounter between a math genius and God. And unlike many theological deceivers who would love to tell you about their experience, Pascal, after this wondrous encounter, he never told anyone. Rather, he made it as a reminder and put it writing into a note and putting it onto the collar of his shirt so that daily he would remind himself of his God of glory.
今天在纪念主耶稣复活，全世界有几十亿的人都在纪念主耶稣从死里复活，许许多多人经历了主耶稣复活的道。
And today on this day there are millions of people all over the world celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and many of them have experienced the power of resurrection.
在过去的几个礼拜以来，我们的教会也经历了主的奇妙的带领。
And even just the past few weeks, our church has experienced a wondrous power, and wondrous working of our God.
在苦难还没有临到这个教会的时候，神已经预备这个教会。
Even before sufferings has struck against the church, God is already preparing the congregation.
我知道弟兄姊妹，你应该知道我在讲什么。
I think all of you know what I'm talking about.
这个复活的主。在引导他的教会，预备他的子民去面对这个苦难。
God of Resurrection is guiding, is leading, and preparing the church so that we may be prepared for the sufferings that's coming ahead.
下面我跟弟兄姐妹分享，这个复活的主跟我有什么关系
？So now I would like to talk about what does resurrection have to do with me?
今天我们读的哥林多前书第十五章，就是告诉弟兄姐妹，复活的主跟你非常有关系。
And our readings taken from the first book of First Corinthians is telling us that it is exceedingly relevant to you.
圣经说啊，十五章十四节，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Chapter 15, verse 14. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，如果耶稣基督没有复活，我就是个骗子，你们就是个傻子。
And I can tell you that if Jesus Christ has not resurrected, then I am a deceiver and you are foolish.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我一生所传的道都是枉然，没有任何意义。
If Jesus Christ has not resurrected, then my preaching has been empty.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我把我一生最宝贵的年华去读经、去研究神学，全是枉然。
If Jesus Christ has not resurrected, then the time we spend, the best time of our life, spending to read the Bible and to pray, these were spent in vain.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我所付出的一切代价全是枉然。
If Jesus Christ has notresurrected, then the cost of discipleship that I've paid, they are nothing.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Jesus Christ has not resurrected, then your faith is also empty.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，你到教会做礼拜是枉然。
If he has not resurrected, coming to church on Sundays is nothing.
主耶稣如果没有复活，你奉献是傻瓜。
If Jesus Christ has not resurrected, all the offerings you have made, they are empty.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，你祷告是像空气说话。
And your prayer is merely words to the air.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，你爱人帮助别人，那是用徒劳的激情。
and your love and your willingness to help others, they amount to nothing.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，你整天去帮助别人，在侍奉神，那是浪费时间。
If he has not resurrected, then the time you spend to help others, to love others, this is a waste of your time.
但弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督从死里复活了。
But brothers and sisters, our Lord has risen.
你到教会来敬拜神，不是枉然。
So coming to worship God every Sunday is not in vain.
你奉献给主不是枉然。
Your offerings were not made in vain.
你帮助别人、爱别人不是枉然。
Your love for others is not in vain.
你祷告不是枉然。
Your prayer is not in vain.
你卑微的侍奉神不是枉然。
Your service in humility is not in vain.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has
risen. 你所做的一切都有永恒的价值。
Everything that you do for him has eternal value.
刚才保罗讲一句话说，如果基督没有复活，我所传的，你们所信的都是枉然。大家注意枉然这两个字。
For Paul says, if Jesus Christ has not resurrected, then my preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Let's think about the words in vain.
这个枉然这个字是保罗从传道书里面用来的。
The word vain, Paul borrowed it from the book of Ecclesiastes.
在旧约的希伯来文翻成希腊文的时候，这个在传道书不是第一章第二节说虚空的虚空，那里的虚空和叫的枉然在希腊文字跟你们是一个字。
So when the word vanity taken from the old Hebrews to Greek, the word is the same as in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanities of vanities, and also here the words in vain.
你知道在传道书里讲啊，说如果你没有神，一切都是虚空，没有终极的意义，没有永恒的意义。有暂时的意义，没有永恒的意义。
For the book of Ecclesiastes teaches that if there is no God, then all things are vanities of vanities. There is no eternal meaning.
你的一生就像什么呢？它一个很形象的话告诉我们：一生像什么？如果你没有永恒的盼望，你的一生像什么？你的一生就像风。捕风什么意思？就是抓风，抓风。你家里预备一个大房子。你把所有的风都撞进这个房子里头，预备一个大瓶子，把风全都撞到这个瓶子里头。他说你的一生啊，就像在捕风。
And for the book of Ecclesiastes says, if we do not have God, then your entire life is like chasing after the wind, as if you try to keep the wind inside your house or capture it into a bottle.
当你把一个瓶子里装满了风，你以为你得到了许多宝贵的东西，可是瓶子里有没有什么东西？什么都没有。
So after you captured wind inside the bottle, you might think that you have captured the most precious things in the world. But what is it? What is in the bottle?
圣经告诉我们，如果耶稣基督没有复活，你所做的一切都是在捕风，没有什么意义。
So Paul says in the book of Corinthians that if Jesus Christ has not resurrected, and then whatever you do, the preaching or your faith is but a chasing after the wind.
当我站在一个死人的死者的棺材面前的时候，我也迫使自己去想，我的生命有什么意义？我的财产有什么意义？我的知识有什么意义？我的博士帽有什么意义？
So when I stand in front of the casket, I can't help but think to myself, what is the meaning of my life?What is the meaning of my possessions, my intelligence, or even my PhD?
所以弟兄姐妹，保罗说，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，你们人生最终也是枉然。
That's why Paul says, if Jesus Christ has not resurrected, then my preaching is in vain, and so your faith is also in vain, so is your life.
保罗然后又讲了一句话，这是在16节、17节。基督如果没有复活，你们的信必是枉然，徒然，你们仍在罪中。
And then he went on in verse 17. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，这是事实。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ died for us on the cross. That is a fact.
如果耶稣基督没从死里复活，他是一个伟大的人物，是个伟大的英雄，但是是一个伟大的悲剧英雄。
For if he has not been raised, then he is a historic figure. He is a hero. He is a great man. However, he is also a tragic hero.
他来到这个世界承担人的罪，那又怎么样？最后你自己还死在坟墓当中。
Yes, he came to bore our sin, but so what? At the end, he still died.
这是为什么？圣经上说，耶稣被交给人是为我们过犯，复活是叫我们称义。
This is why the Bible says that resurrection is to give us the righteousness of God.
耶稣基督从死里复活，说明有什么问题？那等于说，神承认耶稣基督所做的一切。
For the resurrection of Jesus Christ says one thing, which is God has acknowledged everything that Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上是有意义的，有价值的。
For there is a purpose and there is a great value in his crucifixion.
因为神让耶稣基督从死里复活，就是承认耶稣基督为人所做出的赎价。
For God raised Jesus from the dead is his acknowledgement and affirmation to the purpose of atonement.
保罗下面又有一句话，第十五节，第十五节告诉我们说，因为耶稣基督复活了，明显我们是为神。如果耶稣基督没有复活，并且明显我们是为神望着见证的。因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了，换句话说，耶稣基督没有复活的话，我们所见证的都是假的，我们全是骗子，全是做伪证。
For verse 15 also says that we are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ. So this means if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we are all liars. We're giving false witnesses.
你知道吗？如果人没有复活，基督没有复活的话，世界上只有相对的真理，根本就没有绝对的真理。
If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then there is no absolute truth in this world. Everything is relative.
跟耶稣基督那个同时被定罪的，还有一个人叫巴拉巴。
When Jesus was sentenced to be crucified, there is another man. He's also a criminal. His name is Barnabas.
当时让这个那当时罗马权那个巡抚啊，就是让这个所有老百姓举手投票，说你们是选巴拉巴呢，你还是选耶稣？如果你选耶稣，我就释放耶稣；如果你选巴拉巴，我就释放巴拉巴。巴拉巴是一个汪洋大盗。
Pontius Pilate actually gave a democratic voting option to all the people, whether they will vote for Jesus Christ to free him or free Barnabas. For Barnabas is a murderer.
结果老百姓怎么反应的？老百姓说，我们要巴拉巴把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And what was the response coming from the mass? They all cried out, we want Barnabas, we want Jesus Christ crucified.
但是你知道一个事情吗？耶稣一生从来没有犯过罪。连比拉多三次都讲耶稣没有犯过罪，可是这个巴拉巴身上充满了杀人的宣誓，可是老百姓要巴拉巴不要耶稣。你告诉我，公义何在？真理何在？如果没有复活，死亡是一切的结束，哪有公义，哪有真理？
For this is the choice of the people, and let me remind you that Jesus Christ throughout his life he's never sinned. And even Pilate, three times he told the people that this man is innocent. However, this is what they demanded. They wanted to crucify an innocent man, and they want to free a man whose hands are stained with blood. So where is justice? Where is truth? If Jesus Christ has not been raised from the dead, there is no justice, there is no truth in this world.
因为一切都是以死亡为结束，你说还有什么绝对的真理？
If death is the end to all things, then what is the value of any absolute truth?
我特别对应我们今天的年轻人要讲几句话。等你们上大学以后，今天在大学里流行的价值观是一个相对主义。
And I would especially have a word for our teenagers here. Later on when you go to college, or perhaps even now in high school, the popular value that is being praised and circulated is that of relativism.
你也对，我也对，大家都对。
You're right, so am I. Everyone's right.
你 做你想做的，我做我想做的，彼此不相干。我尊重你，你尊重我，什么事都可以。
You go ahead and do your own things, I'll do mine. We are not going to, we will respect each other and we live peaceably.
当什么东西都对的时候，对与错之间就没有区别了。
When everything is right, then there is no distinction between right and wrong.
我可以告诉弟兄姐妹，如果这样的一种思想控制你的思想的话，控制你的大脑的话，你的生活根本就没有一个绝对的道德标准。
And if this is a sort of a philosophy that you operate on, then there is no absolute value or moral value in your life.
如果这种思想来控制人大脑的话，整个社会就越来越转向混乱，就像四世时代一样。
And if this is the kind of philosophy that society operates on, then the society will become increasingly chaotic as the times in the book of Judges.
耶稣基督从死里复活了，我们不是在做假见证，是为真理做见证。
However, Jesus Christ has risen, so our witness is for the truth. It's not false.
耶稣说，我就是真理。
For Christ says, I am the truth.
这个真理不是以死亡为基础。他从死里复活了。
The truth does not end with death, but truth comes after the resurrection.
如果一个真理被死亡都能打倒，它不是真理。
If a truth can be overcome by death, then it is by no means truth.
但是耶稣基督从死里复活了，告诉你世界上有真理。
However, Jesus resurrected, and this is a proclamation that yes, there is truth in this world.
如果你不相信耶稣基督复活，不相信有真理，我问你两个问题。第一个，你为什么告诉你的儿女婚前性关系是错的？
So let me ask you, if you do not believe in resurrection and do not believe in the existence of truth, then why do you tell your children, your kids, that it is wrong to have premarital sex?
你的道德基础是什么？
What is the basis of such moral value?
第二个问题，就是在哥林多前书第十五章第二十三、三十三节讲的，三十二节讲的，吃吃喝喝吧，明天都死了。如果没有复活，我吃吃喝喝，吃喝玩乐，吃喝嫖赌，有什么错？
And second question, just as recorded in chapter 15, then we eat and drink, and tomorrow we die. So if there is no resurrection, there is no truth. What's wrong with eat and drink and die tomorrow?
但基督复活了，你所做的一切。在永恒当中要向上帝交账。
But Jesus has risen, and everything that you've done, you have to give in an account before God.
因为耶稣基督是真理，他复活了。
Because Jesus Christ is the is truth and risen.
最后一点，
risen
十九节
，verse 19.
如果我们只靠耶稣基督在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。但耶稣基督从死里复活，成了衰老之人初熟的果子。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
人生就像一个大的剧场。
Life is like a theatrical stage.
所有的精彩的戏剧，总有一天要谢幕。
For however spectacular the stage and the performance is, there is going to be an end to it.
那些叱咤风云的政治人物，腰缠万贯的商人，还有出尽风头的好莱坞巨星，都有一天要退出历史的剧场。
Whether you are a billionaire business person, or you are a glamorous Hollywood star, or you are a powerful politician, there is going to be a day when you're going to exit from that stage.
没有耶稣基督的复活。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，每个人面前都要面对一个巨大巨大的黑洞。
Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we all have to face a big black hole in front of us.
你不想进去，可你最终要被抛进去。
You do not want to enter it, however, you be sucked into it.
你不可以选择，因为那是命定的。
It's not an option for you, for this is destined.
但是弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督复活了，他是一个初熟的果子。
However, Jesus Christ has risen, and He's the first fruit of all resurrection.
什么叫初熟的果子呢？如果你去一个果园，你就知道什么叫初熟的果子。
What is first fruit? If you go to an orchard, you will understand it.
初熟的果子就是一个苹果树上或一个梨子树上，第一个果子红了， 那意思就是说以后的所有的果子都像那第一个果子那么红那么甜。
And if you see an apple tree or a pear tree, the very first apple or pear that has ripened on the tree is an indication that the rest of the fruit that bore by that tree will be just that ripe and that sweet.
耶稣告诉我们，我们将来就像他那样复活。
And Jesus Christ is reminding us, is proving to us that one day we will resurrect just like him.
我们就像他那样有荣耀。
We'll be in such glory just as him.
主耶稣复活以后，他是个荣耀的身体。
For after resurrection, Jesus has obtained the glorified body.
主有一个身体，但是是一个属灵的身体，是一个荣耀的身体。
God has a body, but it is the imperishable and is a glorified body.
耶稣不再受时间空间的限制，他在房子里头可以很快就出去，不经过门。不受时间空间的限制，任何物质性的东西不能阻挡它。
And it is a body that is not limited by the time and space dimensions.
我们中间啊，年轻人说，哇，那不是超人吗？不仅仅是超人，那是谁
？And maybe the teenagers will be like, wow, this is Superman. I'm telling you, it's more than Superman. This is God.
他可以吃，也可以不吃。
He can eat, but he could also choose not to eat.
整个时间空间对他没有任何意义。
All the dimensions, time space dimensions is meaningless to him.
死亡对他没有任何的意义。
Death doesn't mean anything to him.
那叫复活。
That is resurrection.
圣经上告诉我们说，所有在基督里的人都要像耶稣基督那样荣耀。
For the Bible tells us that all men who are in Jesus Christ will also be glorified as him.
圣经说，耶稣基督第二次再来的时候就带着荣耀的身体来到这个世界。
For the Bible tells us that at his second coming, he will come in the glorious body.
也是他来的时候，圣经上说有号筒吹响，天使要吹响号筒，整个宇宙、整个地球要听到这个天上的号筒。
And the Bible tells us that at his second coming, the angels will sound the trumpet, the entire earth will hear it.
当最后一次号筒吹响的时候，那些在主里面睡了的人，那些死了的人要复活。
And at the sound of the last trumpet, all those who have fallen asleep will be resurrected.
如果主今天来了，现在来了，我们还没有死了，怎么办呢
？However, what if the Lord came today and we are not yet dead?
圣经说，在一眨眼的功夫，我们就被改变了。
For the Bible says, It's in one moment that in the twinkling of the eye that will be changed.
那就是说，弟兄姐妹，我们都要经过死亡的。就是如果主今天来，那我们就不经过死亡，我们身体突然被改变，就像荣耀的主那个样子。
And that means that we will not have to ever experience death if Christ came today.
那有人说，我的亲人已经先我们一步走了，怎么办？圣经说，当末次号筒吹响的时候。他们要复活，被提到空中与主相遇。
And what happened to those who are already deceased? And the Bible says, at the sound of the last trumpet, all dead will be raised, and they will come to face the Lord.
你知道这是为什么？圣经告诉我们说，我们可以向死亡夸胜，说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死啊，你的权势在哪里？
This is why the Bible says that we can challenge death and even saying, Death, where is your victory? And death, where is your sting?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样荣耀的盼望？有没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you have such glorious hope?
你知道吗？我每一次去看老人，我每次到医院去看人，你知道我心里都非常的沉重。没有复活，我们实在是没有指望。
You know, every time when I go visit the elderly or go to the hospital to visit the sick,And there is such a heavy burden on my heart, and I understand that what despair we have if we do not have the hope of resurrection.
你知道啊，很多英雄好汉说我不怕死，科学家说也不怕死，很多的哲学家给你解释说，死亡不可怕。
There are many times you hear from heroes of the day or philosophers or scientists who tell you, "Oh, death is not to be feared, and I am not afraid of death."
但是你问那些人。躺在病床上的人，在老人院的人，问他怕不怕？他告诉你，他怕的，没有指望。
But then you go ask those who lying on the sick bed, death bed, and those who are in the hospice, are you afraid of death?
有人说，哎呀，想那太远了，我的美国梦还没有实现，等实现了以后再想这些问题。
Some of you may say, oh, this is so far away. I have not even realized my American dream yet. I will think about it later.
但是弟兄姐妹，无论你实现了美国梦，还没有实现美国梦，你的结局是一样的，没有复活，没有指望。
However, I'm telling you, whether you have fulfilled your American dream or not, the same destiny lays ahead of you.
但基督复活了，就基督徒的人生是喜乐的人生，是盼望的人生。
However, Jesus has risen, so as Christians, our life is that of joyful and hopeful life.
你死亡都不能打倒你，这个世上还有什么忧虑、眼泪能打倒你呢？
If even death cannot overcome you, what kind of sorrow or suffering in this world can overcome you?
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督已经复活了，巴不得主把这个大喜的信息放在我们的里头，改变我们的生命。
So Jesus Christ has risen. So let that great and glorious news transform you.
马丁路德有一次非常的悲观，他不想再继续改教下去。有一天，他的太太突然穿一身的黑服衣服出现在马丁路德的书房里头。马丁路德说：“你为什么今天穿一身的黑服？谁死了？”他太太说：“耶稣死了。”马丁路德说：“你瞎说，耶稣复活了。”他太太说：“如果耶稣复活了，你为什么？”郁闷，你为什么忧愁？为什么不能放下重担？你的主已经复活了。
Martin Luther, one day, there was a time he was greatly discouraged and he was downcast. He was even thinking on the verge of giving up what he had firmly believed in. And one day, his wife came into his study dressed in black, and he says, "Why are you dressed all in black? Did someone die?" And she said, "Yes." Our Lord Jesus Christ, he died. And Martin Luther said, "Nonsense, he has resurrected." And his wife said, "Well, if indeed our Lord has risen, then why are you so downcast? Why are you so beaten up? Why are you so discouraged?"
所以弟兄姐妹，今天是主复活的日子，不但相信主的复活，也把主的复活的大能在每天的生活当中活出来。
So, brothers and sisters, today is a day of the resurrection of our Lord. So let us live out the power of resurrection.
让我们去祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你为我们死，也谢谢你为我们从死里复活。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for dying for us, but also for being raised from death for us.
如今我们在你活着在你的里头的人，不再恐惧。
So now, Lord, we live in you. We are no longer fearful.
不再绝望。
We are no longer desperate.
因为你已经从死里复活。
Because you have risen.
求主，你用你复活的大能来改变我们的心灵。
Lord, please change and transform us with the power of your resurrection.
改变我们的家庭。
Transform our family.
也改变我们的教会。
And transform our church.
让我们的家庭成为一个有盼望的家庭。
That the families may be families of hope.
让我们每个人的生命是有盼望的生命。
That our lives may be the life of hope.
让我们的教会成为荣耀盼望的教会。
And that the church may be the church of glory and church of hope.
愿荣耀的主在我们中间掌权。
That you be the Lord of glory.
愿一切尊贵、荣耀、赞美都归给你，我们复活的主。
May all honor and glory and praise be to you, our resurrected Lord.
主，我们也把我们中间有需要的弟兄姐妹叫在你的面前，为雅娟的母亲向你祷告，也为徐峥荣老伯伯的儿子向你祷告，求主把复活的信心放在他们的里头。
Lord, we also lift up the needy brothers sisters among us before you.
我们也为张小木的父亲朱新成的舅舅王建华的哥哥祷告，主啊，巴不得他们也能知道你复活的大能。
We pray, Lord, that everyone may know the power of your resurrection.
主，我们要为陈老妈妈在医院中，谢谢主，你把复活的盼望放在她的里头。
And we pray for Mrs. Chen, who's in the hospital, Lord, that you place in her the hope of your resurrection.
主，我们要求你让茉莉姐妹的生命当中充满复活的盼望。
Lord, that we also pray for our sister Mu Li, Lord, that she may also have the hope of your resurrection.
主，我们恳求你复活的大能，复活的盼望。安慰我们的弟兄，吉祥全家。
And we really pray, Lord God, that your the peace and power of your resurrection may be upon the family of Li Tiechang.
我们都是祷告祈求，来奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.